KB4 CBA Mobile.
From EWA Mobile.
Had a trouble you off to get into today. W2T stationary.
EWA Mobile.
Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango stationary. Hello, Steve.
I don't know how well I'm getting out. I'm on a little HT in my car, and I'm having a little issue with it. I was just trying to see if we could get out.
You seem to be doing fine right this minute.
Guess it's just the receive section of this thing, then. I got a lot of static on here.
Probably where you are at the current moment, because yesterday I was talking with a couple of the other guys who were out and about, and where they were, that we were getting a lousy signal. But as soon as they went, moved to another location, in fact, moved out of the hole he was in, his audio came up perfect. So never can tell, you know.
Yeah, I am hitting the repeater, okay.
Yeah, you're getting in fine. You got a little tiny bit of white noise, but nothing that is, that's not good. It doesn't sound bad at all.
I can just barely pull you out of the noise. It's on my end, I know. Well, listen, I'll go ahead and back out of here. I just wanted to see who all was out there. Hope you're doing well, and I will talk to you soon. 73, KN4 VWA, I'm clear.
All right, catch you later, W2T.
KP4 CBA.
Boy, there went the neighborhood.
In a hurry, you know, right when you least expect it.
And it gets worse, N4DJC. Hey, nah, Jerry, you improved the neighborhood when you showed up.
Hurts.
He wouldn't say that, Rusty.
Just look who we got in here with us.
I'm sorry, I'm waiting on a left turn here. I was trying to maneuver a little bit here. But anyway, I've always got a comment, but some things you just can't say over the air. You know, if Rusty wasn't picking on me, then I'd be hurt because I'd feel like he didn't like me anymore.
It could be worse. The supreme ruler of the airwaves is just now checking in, N0TR.
I just checked in.
Well, I won't even comment on that. How you doing, Jerry? Can you send it over to Rusty after you?
Matt had a little lunch today. The wife and daughter and grandkids are a bit more today, and so I decided to go out and have me a little seafood today. I had a little some baby shrimp at the Hook restaurant down here. It's only the second place I've eaten inside. It was clean and service was good. Food was good, too.
They're getting back to being there, Jerry, and a good afternoon to you, too. I'll tell you what, it's some of the places, you know, you go to the right place, you got no problem. And then you go to some of these other places and you wonder what happened to the food. So it is the way it is for a while anyway. So good afternoon to you and hello, Tom. And go ahead, David.
Well, I've been helping my mother-in-law, and I had one of the other son-in-laws helping me. We installed or took out a couple of recliners, put some new ones in, and then we installed a new microwave. That was an adventure. And yeah, you'd think it'd be easy since there was already one there, but oh no. So anyway, but we got installed, and then now I'm replacing a battery in her security system. It takes an oddball battery, and you know, it's not the kind that you just keep laying around. in a drawer somewhere, like a, double A, triple A, something like that, 9-volt. It's some kind of lithium battery, and it's about the diameter of a double A, but it's shorter, and it's 3-volt, and so anyway. And I had to buy two of them to get one. those people have gotten pretty smart about that.
Especially pricey, too. I order my batteries off the internet from Amazon, and it's just unbelievable what you can buy them for.
The way to do it is go that way and get them, because that's the way I do it, too. And you should save money. And of course, David, since you said it was an oddball battery, I had something I was going to say then, but I'll tell you what, I'll be a nice guy today since it's Friday, and I won't say what I was going to say. Go ahead, Jerry.
Stick you on those batteries. It's probably an N battery, I guess. It's what it sounds like if it's a lithium. Although it could be a CR123, which is that's a real powerful battery. It's probably an N battery, shorter than about half size of a double A, maybe about the same diameter. It's probably an N. But they gig you on those batteries, that's for sure. I try to find stuff, just buy multiples of them, and most of the stuff we have here in the house, use the book sales on these two different types, so I can get five or six of those at a time, save me some money through Amazon. But Tom, I think you'd be interested to hear. Tom, I got out and shot my son's Python the other day. I meant to tell you that. He's got one of the new ones. Man, I think it's slick now. I might have to have one of those.
Sure, be ready to part with about $2,000 to $3,000 for the new ones, I think. But that would be the going rate somewhere in that area. And they ain't made the pistol yet. It's worth that, as far as I'm concerned. Unless you can find a used one someplace. They come back with the Anaconda, but it's stainless and it's in .44 only, I think. And that's a nice pistol also. I just seen the flyer for it the other day. Well, I loaded some from my son-in-law up there in Michigan with .2400. Boy, they go good. And then 158s and 125s. So he'll be happy. He said they're going for about $50 a box up there. 4 cents for a primer. Or excuse me, 20 cents for a primer. I get 4 cents, and I thought that was high. It's nuts out there. I walked by Walmart's sporting goods section yesterday in Greer at the big store, and there's not a box of anything on the shelves. I got the feeling that they're not going to handle them anymore. So, anyways, it has gotten too hot for Bernice and we come in, Dave. Heat index is 92 and it's 86 out with 64% humidity. This is N0TR. Go ahead, Dave. I think it goes to Dave or whoever takes it next. Rusty, I guess.
I think we've all messed it up anyway, but that's all right. It'll take care of itself in the long run. But you guys are talking about ammunition and loading and all kinds of things like that. I don't have to worry about that. And I guess whatever's out there is what's out there. And as you said, Tom, there's probably not a lot of it available. Everybody seems to be hoarding it or something like that. There'd be a whole lot more if people would quit that crap, but people are going to do what they're going to do. Go ahead, Jerry.
Dave, go ahead.
I'm ready to just turn the radio off. I mean, dang. Oh man, I've got to go anyway. I'm coming up on the my destination here, my mother-in-law. So y'all carry on, have a good day, and I'll say 73s. And go ahead and pick it up there, Jerry. Y'all have a good one. KB4CBA.
73, David, you have a good one. Sounds like you're going to be busy this afternoon. And Tom, my son's got the new 2020 version, and that's about $1,400. It's expensive, but man, it's fitted up really nice. But it is a stainless one. It's really slick for what it is. It's a little bit lighter than 686 4-inch Smith, too. It feels good in the hand. Anyway, go ahead, Tom, pick it up.
Mind that. Now, that sounds much more reasonable.
That's where he works, but their retail on is about $1,400, but they're not, you know, they're not built by, I think that everything's done by maybe Charter Arms or some of the casting, investment casting machines done, but it is fitted up nice. Unless you can't, you can clean it in about 30 seconds, but the action is great on it. Had a little trouble to begin with, but, I mean, we put a, I guess between two of us, we put a couple thousand rounds through so far, and he just wiped the carbon and lead off with a little bit of high butane number 9 and a cloth. You don't even have to use a brush on the cylinder. It's just slick.
About guns and things like that, I'll let you go ahead and talk about them. I don't own any, so I don't do a lot of thoughts about those, but... go ahead, and Jerry, you guys just talk about it, and I'll sit here and listen. W2T.
Rusty, I had a question for you. When you got your disabled person's parking tag, is it blue or is it red?
It's blue.
Well, Bernice just renewed hers, and they sent her a red one, and I had a red one time when I had foot surgery. And it's temporary. Now, this one says expires in June of 22. And that old gal, it's the first time she'd ever made one out there at the counter. I think she goofed up, don't you?
Probably so, if the doctor has declared her, totally disabled on that. Yeah, it should be a permanent one. And now, see, I don't even have to go in to renew mine. I just go online and fill out the information and have the pay the dollar or whatever it is, $2, whatever it is, to get it, and then they just mail it to me. So that's the way I renew mine.
Well, I went online here a while back and I didn't catch that, or I'd have done it that way. Yeah, she's had a blue one for years now, and I've got a blue one. And with congestive heart failure, and she's had a blue one for a long, long time. So I think that old gal screwed up. My gracious, you got to go over there and stand in line again. That really sucks. Anyways, thanks, Rusty. I don't know what to do about it. Wait a year or just go back right now and probably go back right now and show them the blue one and tell them they fouled up.
That would be my thought. I wouldn't wait. I would get back on over there as soon as you can and get in and get it taken care of. Because once they get that other in the system, it'll be all messed up for a while unless you get it straightened away right away. So that's what I would do. But whatever you need to do, you want to go ahead and do it. You don't want to wait too long.
Roger. Well, the idea is to have one in the car and one in the truck and not have to switch them around all the time. And it just ticks me off. All right, Rusty. Well, if you want to go ahead, but you're welcome to stay. And good to hear you. Jerry, I didn't know somebody else was making the castings for that. In all the magazines, it just says Colt.
And Tom, I go ahead and get something done about that right away. If you have any trouble, give me a call back. I got somebody here locally I can call that might be able to help you out with that. If you have trouble getting, swap it back over, like Rusty says, I'd do it as soon as possible because they got a habit of getting stuff in that system and going out with it. But yet, my understanding is that this investment cast, I'm not 100% sure, but the machining on it is gorgeous, is all I can say. It's smooth, it's slick. I looked at a King Cobra yesterday, and they're about $900 maybe, and that's a 4-inch built on the D frame, I think. Same thing as Detective Special, I guess. And it's a 6-shot .38, maybe a 357, but it just didn't have the fit and finish of the Python, of the new Pythons. And there's been a wait list for him, but now there's not. So, you know, of course, he got a deal on his, but they've had a dozen. So 6-inch is the one everybody wants, because that's the one that the guy in The Walking Dead has, is a 6-inch python. But I like the 4 1/4, so they'll be legal in Canada instead of just a straight 4-inch. I like the 4-inch. It's actually lighter than a 686 Smith is, and feels better in the hand. But I've never owned one before, and it just, you know, didn't have a lock on any of that junk like the new Smiths do. So I figured, well, you know, the older Smiths will break it. You know, saw a guy get over $1,100 for a 32 Smith. It had a fair amount of white wear on it the other day, and I said, well, if they bring that much money, I'm going to hang on to my old Finney Smith and Wessons and get something new that's durable and don't have to worry about the bluing on it.
I consider it a good investment. It's better than bank rate of interest. And if your son can get one of those, let me know. And I'd be interested in a 6-inch one in blue. Dad had a 6-inch one one time. He traded an outboard motor for it, and he sold it. And I was just a kid at the time. But I just put it in the safe and let it age. I don't know. I never can resist shooting them. But I went out to the shooting range with the chief of police one time. Well, he was, at that time, he was the sheriff of Crawford County. And he had the ultimate python. And there weren't supposed to be any civilians on that range, but he let me. And I got to shoot that ultimate python. I don't know if you ever heard of them or not, but it was a stainless steel, polished stainless. It doesn't look like it's chrome, but it don't miss it by far. And that thing was just as smooth as silk. And he'd carry several rounds of hollow points, and then he put an armor piercing in, and then several more, the rest of them, in the hollow points. And I said, "What'd you do that for, John?" And he says, "Well, if a suspect is fleeing, now you got to realize this is the old days. He says, I can just shoot through the block in their car with that, and that's the end of the chase."
It's 1930s engine blocks. I don't know whether you could do it now or not, but yeah, that was the thinking. But now this one is like the Ultimate Python, the original Colt. But the original Ultimate Python's 6 inches are bringing about $7,000 now, by the way. And the blue to nickel 2.5-inch pythons, I saw a pair of those for $14,000. It was a blue and a nickel, and they were, I don't think the serial numbers were, they might have been consecutive serial numbers or something. A guy bought them years ago. But this one's just, it's expensive, but it's what I call a shooter. It's got that bright polished stainless finish, and it just looks gorgeous. It doesn't, and it's smooth. The one he's got is smooth, and like I said, there's only a couple of people on the list right now for 6-inch, but 6 inches are hard to get right now. The 4-inch is a little better, but they bring between 14 and 15 or 16, something like that. I mean, if you get them directly from a reputable dealer, it's not trying to jack them up. But I was real impressed with it. It was smooth, slick, and plus the sight is interchangeable on it. It's got a little deal in it where you can take the front sight out and put a new, it's got a red ramp on it. You can put a gold bead or some other type on there without having to, you know, tap it out and, you know, drill it and put a new one in, that sort of thing.
This is N0TR. Well, I got a friend that's an ex-Navy SEAL, retired, down at the gun shop here, and I haven't been down there in the last year or so because of the COVID, and I'm going to go down there and talk to that boy. He works for Dewey's Pawn Shop, and I don't know if he owns that place or not, but he drives a Porsche convertible that would knock your eyes out. I mean, the leather on it, the smell of it would kill you. It's beautiful. But he's just a common, everyday old boy. And so I'll have to run down there and give him a talking to.
You talked about time. I used to go by there. But my office was probably 2 blocks from that place, 3 blocks from that place at Donaldson Center. Used to when they get bit. They're a bit higher than most other people are. You know, even sports is warehouse. You can have them notify you when they're in. I think they listed at 14 or something like that in Sportsman's, but the other ones are, you can get them in various places, but, yeah, this is, these might be, they might be 16, I don't know. I think it depends on what they have to pay for through the distributor, but they got a good deal on his, and like I said, it's worth it compared to what the old ones are bringing in, plus, you know, and all that other stuff, and it's tuned up right. And the first run they had some problems with side plates getting loose, but I think they got that correct, and they just put a little Loctite on it. But it has been excellent. We've had probably 1,000, maybe 2,000 rounds through it now, but it's, you know, it's tight. It doesn't have any intake or anything in it, and it's smooth. The chambers are smooth, and it's not a, and the barrel is a one-piece barrel. It doesn't have one of those sleeve barrels like some of these year guns do.
Shot that much for the last 12 years. That's a lot of shooting, Jerry. Now, that's the ventilated rib one, and it does say Colt on the side of it, right?
Lot work. The spring, the main spring may have changed, but I don't think it did. But the lot work looks the same, and it's identical. You can't tell me, other than the grips are laminated on it. Now, time they'll have the old style, and it does not come in blue. It's just stainless only. But you can sit them side by side, and if you didn't know it, you could you could tell it apart visually. You know, I mean, there may be some, there's probably some hand fitting involved in the old ones that's not in the new one, but still the same thing. You know, like I said, slick opening and closing, and I mean, I liked it. I mean, I've been a gun over like you for many, many years, and you know, I know a good one when I see one, and I was very impressed with this one.
Talking to you, you know your business, Jerry. There's no question about it. Well, I didn't realize, I'd never read up a lot. I've only read like one story or something on it. I didn't realize they were stainless. But at any rate, that sounds great. Well, Jerry, I'll let you go. We got a couple of things we got to do here. And great talking to you, and congratulations on getting that or being able to shoot it. I've never shot anything any smoother than that, other than my old officer's model match up there in Kansas. And it's smooth like that. And that was a predecessor to the Python. But it's 38 Spatial. But I wouldn't own a 4-inch when I had a Security 6. And my buddy said, "Tom, you'll get rid of that in 30 days. And I did. Too loud. And I bought some Browning ammunition just to get some brass. Like, took my head off. Wow, I shot it once without earmuffs on. You don't want to do that with either 4 or 6. Dad had some, I think it was Trooper Mark 3s. I can't remember. There were 8 3/8 inch. Might have been a Smith. Yeah, I think it might have been a 14 Smith. And that 19's a good one, too. But anyways, guys are kind of coming back to them now. They found out they don't have to have all those rounds except for the crazies out there. Anyways, it seems like the trend nowadays, unfortunately. Jerry, I'll let you go. 73, and have a good day. This is N0TR, clear on your final.
I mean, it's hard to find a revolver right now anywhere, used ones or otherwise. People are scooping them up. They realize that they ain't so bad after all. They're reliable. You don't have to worry about them. They're generally a little bit easier to shoot. And definitely, I mean, it's I think it's a little safer for new shooters especially. But regardless, anyway, you and I are of the same mind on those sorts of things. But have a good afternoon. I know it's not going to cool off any, but I'm going to try to stay in the house until it cools off this afternoon. You and Bernice have a good afternoon. Great talking to you again. N4DJC clear.
N4CBA mobile again.
KB4CBA. N0TR mobile.
I'm N0TR KB4CBA mobile. So what are you up to?
Oh, we just
just decided to take everybody's advice and head back to the DMV to get this issue taken care of, hopefully. And we'll probably go to our favorite place, Aldi's.
I'm headed home. Actually, I'm going to maybe stop by Wally Mart and pick up a couple of snacks. I like their pecans. They have a nice big bag of pecans that have already been shelled, and that's what I snack on at night, so I don't, you know, take in a lot of carbs or anything. I guess that's where I'm headed now. I guess I'll stop at the one on Taylor since I live right there.
Okay, yeah, that's a good one. That's a place to get your gasoline, too. But I know you got another place you go to. But look at their gas prices there. They're always the best. Wow, look at that truck, Bernice. There's a truck over here, and the whole top of it's tore off. They must have had to cut that guy out of it. Anyways, we're headed over towards Highway 14 from our house. And, I spent several hours last night trying to figure out how to fix this comm port on my radio. It's not communicating, and I didn't figure it out, so I'm going to replace the cable there and see if that resolves the problem. I read through all the menu items. Everything's set up the same as it ever was. I just have a sneaky feeling that when they did this Windows update the last time, they screwed that up.
That's always a possibility. I haven't done the update on my 7300. I got the download, I formatted the SIM card, got the download, stuck it in the radio, and this big warning thing came up, and I looked at it and I said, you know what? I'm just going to leave it like it is because I'm not having any problems with it. I think the update's more for the, for people that are using FT8 and FT4. And, that SIM card's still laying there.
Get goosey about that, too. I don't like doing those things. Now, both of my 590s I have sent back to Kenwood. They had a firmware update one time, and I just let them do it. I didn't want to mess with it. And they done a good job and didn't charge me anything. But it was something after it right come out. It was a very, very minor issue both times. So I'm like you, Dave, and I went through all the parameters in my screen. What am I trying to say? Band scope. Whoa, better slow down. That looks like a highway patrol went up there. And the band scope parameters are all true. And Bill helped me with that. And he'll help me again with this other one some of these days. But I really hate to ask him. He's so gracious. But that's a pretty good drive from Simpsonville to my place. And but it's been 5 or 6 years ago. 6 years ago that we installed this, and it's run perfect ever since. I haven't had any trouble with it unless it's something I did, not communicate there with it right. Like there's a little asterisk that comes up on the screen. If you don't push this one button, well, it's not communicating, but that's the only mistake I've ever made on it. And I really like that band scope.
Hey, using the waterfall on that 7300 is just, it makes everything so much easier. and you can see all the signals, and that, you know, that you're in range of, and, sometimes I'll go on, what is it, web SDR or something like that, if I think I might could get a better receive signal on them, and, but that radio, I tell you, it's got so many, things you can mess with, and, I'm sure, I guess I should have let Bill kind of go through it when he was there, and, cause he put up the antenna for me, and, with his launcher, and then we came in and tested the radio, but, I should have let him go through some of my settings, probably, to make sure I had stuff set right. I didn't even think about that.
He's always been a Kenwood man, and he bought a 991 the other day, and he's been spending hours and hours and hours. But, you know, he's just an exceptional person and understands much more about RF than any of us do. That I just, you know, it's not something that I delved in with the computers. I dealt with CNC machine tools and that, not radios. And so whatever I've learned on my own, basically. And I've got an electronics background. But he's an exceptional man, there's no question. Well, this car in front of me has a thing at the bottom of the tags. And it says Oklahoma, and it's in red. And Dave, honest to God, if you didn't know any different, it looks like flashing red lights as you approach the back of his vehicle. I don't know if when my lights hit his or what. You know, I got running lights that come on. But, man, that is a good idea. It just says Oklahoma. This is Alumni, Oklahoma. The alumni sign is built into the license plate holder, but where it says Oklahoma, it's on the bottom of the license plate holder. It looks like flashing red lights, and it's not. It's only about 1 inch by 12 inches, like a license tag. That's a really good idea. It really wakes you up.
You know, anything that will make you more visible, you know, you learn that. That's one of the questions on the motorcycle test, but it holds true for anything. Anything that makes you more visible, you know, I'm all for it. I'm kind of in that noisy spot, so I don't know if you can copy me or not.
Yeah, got a fair copy on you there, no problem. Hey, they're barbecuing stuff over there at that filling station. Zero TR. Yeah, they used to have a light, and I couldn't afford it. It was a little black box in the old days, and it would modulate your headlight from a high intensity to a lower intensity, you know, whether it was on low beam or high beam. And they found out, the University of Wisconsin did studies, that a person picks up a flicker, like sunlight on a chrome or something, and that light doing that, and it wasn't a flashing light. You couldn't have a flashing light legally. It's just a high intensity to a lower intensity made the motorcycles much more visible. But, you know, they never standardized it, and I did see a motorcycle here a while back, and it had something of that nature, but I don't know that it's, you know, been adopted or anything.
You know, aftermarket stuff on motorcycles that I'd like to stop the guy and say, you know, where'd you get that? Because I haven't seen them. Now, the guy that had the bike before me, he put a thing on the brake light, so whether you apply the front or rear brake or both, the rear brake light flashes three times and then it hold solid, so I guess it, you know, it does have to help get your attention if you're following the bike. And it's a pretty good size lens too, because this is a pretty good sized bike. It's a 1500, and you know, I like that feature. I haven't disconnected it. I'm just going to leave it hooked up unless it quits working.
No good idea to me. Boy, this DMV, it's saturated down here, so I don't know if this was a good decision or not. But at any rate, leave that up to Bernice. Yeah, that I've seen some things of that nature on some of the bikes. Some of the turn signals in that are great anymore, and some of them are just lousy, and you can't see the guy, and visibility's everything. But that light, that headlight, if you could modulate that, and they modulated it at a frequency that was known for the midbrain to pick it up in a human being. And they did tests with it at the University of Wisconsin years ago. And, boy, I thought sure they'd pick up on that. But it was like $125 back then when I was riding. And there was just no way I could afford that.
Four times that now. Well, I'm in the parking lot here. I'm going to find me a place to park my pony and get out and give me some, what do you call them, a sundry goods or something. I can't remember the term you use. But anyway, I'll be back here in a minute. It shouldn't take me too long. I say that and it will, but I'm not going to be piling up the groceries or anything, just getting a few items. But anyway, I said all that to say 73s, and I guess I'll talk to you later. I'll stick around for your final N0TRKV4CBA.
That would be mass consumables in the old days when Saturday Night Live was decent. Every once in a while I'd watch it, and that's what they call them, mass consumables. Well, the other thing that I've seen, Dave, as you leave, and you don't even have to answer me, I've seen motorcycles that had a linear deceleration unit, shall we call it, and what it done was the faster that the motorcycle decelerated, the faster the taillight blinked. So if you was really in an urgent situation, it would flash fast, and that would really catch your eye, and you knew he was braking hard. Otherwise, it would just slowly beep, 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 you know, down to nothing. And that's another good idea that would help with safety. See you in a little bit. This N0TR feeding the Arabs here, idling out in the parking lot because I ain't shutting the engine off. N0TR.
All right, well, I like that idea. That's a good one, too. All right, 73's KP4CPA.